Good morning. My guest this morning is Nancy Bauer, who describes herself as a wildlife habitat gardening enthusiast. And the world really needs more enthusiasts, I think. Welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Roland.
So we're going to be talking about an event that's going to be occurring at the Church of the Roses in Montgomery Village off of Hammond Drive on Patio Court. And the title is The Habitat Garden. And you're going to be doing this with Miley Arnold, is that correct?
I will be giving a talk on wildlife habitat gardening. I'll be showing various Bay Area gardens, some of the plants, some of the wildlife they attract. And then following this event, people can sign up that evening for further habitat events, such as the following Sunday, Miley will be showing how to create a habitat garden at a demo garden that she's created at Amarisa Nursery.
So tell us, within the limitations of our five-minute time here, just what exactly is a habitat garden? How does it differ from a garden that someone might create around their house here in Sonoma County?
Okay. Well, a habitat garden, or really any landscape that one wants to turn into habitat, is basically offering three things: cover, food, and water. So cover means vertical layers of trees and shrubs on down to grasses and perennials and other ground plants that offer shelter and foraging sites. And birds use all of those layers, from canopy to the understory. And we also offer a diversity of food and nectar plants that are blooming at different times of the year, and a source of water year-round. And those are the three main ingredients of a habitat garden. But all habitat gardens are different, and it's very easy to create one. You don't have to start over.
And because our world is so tamed, I suppose it's really kind of difficult at the very beginning to predict what kind of habitat your garden is going to become.
Well, it's all related. Everything is related. You plant for one, you plant for all. The focus of the talk and the focus of my book is birds and insects. But, for example, when I started out, I wanted to attract butterflies to my garden. And so I created butterfly habitat. But then I very quickly saw there were more hummingbirds in the garden. So then I planted more plants for hummingbirds. When I met up with someone up here in Santa Rosa, we created a demo garden together. She was a bird habitat gardener. I was a butterfly habitat gardener. She started becoming more interested in butterflies. I became more interested in birds. And that's just basically how it escalates. So, you know, you really need to understand that if you're planting for birds, you want to have insects in the garden because many birds feed primarily on insects.
Right,
so it's
right.
They all depend on each other. It's all very interrelated.
And your book is The California Wildlife Habitat Garden, published by University of California Press?
That's correct.
Available at your favorite bookstore?
I sure hope so.
How long ago was it published?
It was published last year, last summer.
Uh-huh. What will people likely come out of this first lecture with?
They'll have an understanding of what's involved in creating habitat, basically how to enhance the wildlife value of their garden. The focus is native plants, but not exclusively. These are the plants our wildlife have evolved with. So they have great wildlife value, and there's certainly a focus on native plants. Then following this event, they'll have a chance to see how to actually do it with Miley Arnold.
Great.
At Amarisa Nursery.
Nancy, thank you for coming in. This sounds like a fascinating, fascinating lecture and series of lectures and demonstrations.
Thanks for having me.
Let's tell the people that this one is happening on Friday, October 25th, 7 to 9 p.m. at the Church of the Roses in Montgomery Village. For information, a telephone number 523-2473, online birdrescuecenter.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.